Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast.
Hello. Jay, I can't exactly hear you because my phone's acting up. Actually, it's the tape thing that I'm listening to you by because I'm trying to conserve phone energy.
Alrighty.
Anyway, I'm on my way back home. Just helped Lori move to her new place, and I guess I'll be helping again tomorrow morning. So I got to call Randy and Big off of picking up nuts tomorrow. So.
Well, not
yeah. Hold on a second. I got to check this thing and put it back in again. It keeps flipping. Yeah, that looks better. Can I hear you?
No.
Okay, that's better. Ah! I'm using one of those tape cassette things that keeps flipping back and forth. So, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Throw it out the window, the second story window.
Yeah.
So I just left church.
I did not go to church today, if that's what you're asking.
No, I said I just left church. I went to psychic church tonight.
Yeah, I chickened out this morning. I woke up a bit late, and I wanted to be well presentable when I showed up, and I didn't have time to really do that.
Right on. I call it psychic church, but it's actually more of a spiritualist church, but it's a Christian spiritualist church.
Right.
There are some spiritualist churches, they're not Christian-based, they're more...
In other words, they recognize more of the gifts of the Spirit than the average, quote-unquote, Christian would.
Maybe.
So what's up with the moon tonight? It's kind of Oompa Loompa orange.
Oompa Loompa orange? I thought Oompa Loompas were blue.
I thought they were orange. I'm pretty sure Oompa Loompas are orange.
Oh, okay, my bad. I don't know. I haven't paid any attention to the moon today. Tonight.
Well, it just came up, so it's like...
Okay.
If you're paying attention to it, you'd know that it just arrived.
Well, I'm also in the city, so...
Yeah. Well, it's almost got that pink haze around it like you'd see around a city. I can only describe it so well because I'm driving almost right into it. Anyway, I may cut out lunch early. My phone is at 11% charge when I started the phone call. Anytime it turns the screen on, I'm turning it back off immediately because, you know, I don't know. It's acting up. Whatever,
so
I used to receive a charge last night.
So, we have two more weeks till the end of days.
Yes, and I made it to the South Pole.
Oh, good for you.
And I walked my dog and took me further south than the South Pole.
Weird.
Yeah, I will... I will take you there if you want, but not tonight because I have no charge on the phone. Yeah, you can only move on this straight line. All the trees, all the monsters, everything's on this nice little straight line.
Oh, really?
All jammed up close to each other. And sometimes you'll click on the monster right next to you and say, can't reach that monster. It's out of reach. Anyway, I did some screen capture. There was some message concerning my phone and it not being able to properly display on my type of phones, et cetera, et cetera. What my phone has to do with it, I have no clue, but hey, that's what the message said.
So you didn't reach the South Pole, you reached the South Edge.
I reached the South Edge, and I proceeded to walk along it, and got tired of walking along it, decided to see how far my dog could take me. And in fact, my dog took me south of the South Pole.
South Edge.
And so basically what happened is I ended up in that same white space that I was trapped in when I first created Doc Harry. And, of course, Doc Harry had to be rescued because eventually ended up in Longyearbyen in the middle of a city when I was supposed to build a cabin out in the wilderness. And you can't build your cabin in the middle of a city, so I had to be rescued from the city because it wouldn't allow me to do anything until I built my cabin, including leave the city.
Right. Well,
yeah, I wonder what kind of glitches the new game will have.
If there is one. I mean, there is always going to be a new game, but there may not be a new game like Parallel Kingdom.
Hey, I downloaded Alice 3.0.
I thought about it.
I downloaded the programming language Alice, and it's a drag and drop programming language from its description. So
we'll have to put it on my server.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's internet ready type thing, but
well, that's why I said we'll have to put it on my server and see how it works.
Yeah. Well, some of the output programs you can create from it, yeah. But yeah, there's full courses, college courses ready and available to be, just done. You don't need the credits or anything. You just do the courses and you learn. So, and that I can do with my Androids. I just need to fire up the laptop to actually do the programming.
Right.
So I'm not really dependent on the internet to actually do the programming. I'm just dependent on a device that has to be plugged into the wall. Yeah. But, maybe if I show up at Graffiti's every Thursday night and sit there and start programming away and some of the kids catch on to what I'm doing, maybe we can work out a way of linking the computers together and playing the new game on that. Get a jump start out of the middle of the Ozarks.
Out of the Ozarks.
Oh, I figured out the how you might punish people who take over things. do their gaming under Rite of Conquest. All right? I was listening to one of my religious podcasts, and they're talking about ancient Jewish folklore. Are you familiar with, well, you know what a golem is in the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in ancient Jewish folklore, governments were golems made out of clay. And in a way, they really were, because the contracts were made on clay tablets. You know, and, you know, in order to create a golem, it required a little bit of your life, you know, which, you know, basically you give when you create an external government. And you're not governing yourself, and you want to go watch the football game instead of worrying about how to take care of your proper business of, you know, protecting yourself and making sure that certain social needs are met, et cetera, you're creating a golem. Except nowadays we create our golems out of paper and, internet ones and zeros. Our golems are now digital.
Right.
Anyway, so I figured out that's how you do it. All right. If you're one that goes and attacks your fellow players without cause, and we'd have to define what cause is and what cause is not. Mostly we'd have to define what's acceptable cause. Then there'll be a golem knocking on your door in the near future to take its tax. And that'll be in the form of, you know, a portion of your herd just disappearing whenever it shows up. Some of your flags melting away, you know. And, you know, you'll actually have benefits from that, because if somebody attacks you, that golem will be on your side, but it'll also tax you to death. You know, so if you can operate under those conditions, you could be a pretty successful player, you know. But you might not want to operate under those conditions, and so there'll be a way of defeating golems, but it'll be a little unusual, because just killing it won't be good enough. It'll come back and reinforce strength to take more stuff, because now you're a rebel.
A rebel without a clue.
A rebel without a clue. You know? And then there'd be a game prison where your character would be taken offline for an hour, 2 hours, a day, whatever. You know? You wouldn't be gone permanently. You wouldn't be banned from the game permanently. You'd just be out of commission for a while because you misbehaved. And a lot of that would be defined by the nature of the golem that you summoned by being an attack other parties type player. You know. And we'd have these golems walking around carrying flags, wearing business suits basically. You know, so there'd be an American golem, and there'd be a Mexican golem, and a Canadian golem, and a Russian golem, and a Chinese golem, and, you know. It'd be interesting to see how their territories move around the world based on how people behave.
So if you're from China, the China golem would follow you to the U.S. if you have property in the U.S.?
Yeah, if you start out in China and you worked your way over to Uncle Sam's land, you know, you might be helping in
they take over in a war between the U.S. and China.
Now that'd be weird.
And if you started out in Uncle Sam's territory and headed up into Canada, you might be instrumental in starting a Canadian-U.S. war.
You might be a redneck.
Hold on, I gotta slap this thing around. Okay, it seems to be working now.
You're not supposed to slap your woman around.
She ain't my woman. You know, they put high fructose corn syrup in crackers nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Whatever they can do to poison us.
Saltine crackers.
Salt crackers?
Saltine. You know, the standard crackers that I'm about to put on my chili.
So they're trying to make the crackers sweeter so people buy more?
Whatever. Right, actually, you know, the amount of sweetness the high fructose corn syrup has is probably insignificant. It's probably the addiction factor is why they're putting it in.
That's what it is, the addiction factor.
Yep. Which is what they must have put into the game.
Yeah. You know, it'd be funny and cool at the same time.
Yeah, I had to eject my little cassette thing, so I didn't hear all your response.
I said, you know, it would be funny and cool at the same time.
Funny and cool at the same time, okay.
Yeah. You know how in real life, people predict the end of the world, and they do all this end of the world preparations and all this other stuff, and then the end of the world comes, and it's not the end of the world?
Oh, yeah, I love those. Best time in the world, right? Right after good end of the world, best time to buy generators because, you know, these people suddenly realize, oh, I don't need it immediately.
Right, so what would be cool is if November 1st comes and it's not really the end of the world, it's just one of the, it's just another end of the world hoax.
Well, or if they say, well, due to the lawsuits.
Oh, I sent them an email about that.
Yeah.
Not just about that. I sent them an email about a couple things. And they got it because I got delivery confirmation. So I know they at least opened it. How far along they read it and passed it on or whatever, I don't know. But I got 4 or 5 delivery confirmations from different IP addresses. So, somebody read it, I'm sure. Anyways, but yeah, I told them that, what did I tell them? I told them that I hated to see the game go. I said I was upset and disappointed in them because I had just paid for 6 months membership and I'm only receiving, you know, for Platinum, and I'm only receiving 1 month. And dumping 6 months worth of Platinum on me at the last minute is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I told them that, they were, and that that was, and that they, or that they should at least extend the game another 6 months past the last, the date of the last paying customer. Otherwise, they're in violation of contractual agreements.
Yep.
And then I also told them that I won't personally press the issue, but it is a prosecutable offense. And I said some other stuff, you know, mostly to help them out, you know, type of thing. You know,
yeah.
Inside things that I've noticed or whatever. Told them that I signed up for, what was it, Block Wars? Block Boss.
Oh.
Told them that I signed up for that, and because they're the creators of it as well. And a couple other things. But I did say something about that to them. So if they do extend it another 6 months, that might be why.
Huh. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
But from the sounds of it, there's a lot of people been getting free subscriptions.
Yeah, between the glitches and the hacks, people have been getting a lot of free stuff that they should be paying for, and so they're losing money on the game, and they can't afford to keep it going anymore because, you know, as a business, if you have a product for sale and your customers are getting it for free because of a glitch or because of a hack or something, you lose money and you can't afford to keep the doors open anymore, what's going to happen? Your business is going to go away. It's basically probably 9 times out of 10 from a business person's perspective, they just can't keep the doors open anymore. They can't afford it. Too many hacks, too many hackers, too many glitches. And they haven't been able to fix them enough to make the game.
Well, it's kind of weird because when you looked them up, they were worth how much?
It said they were worth $80 million.
Right. So where'd all that go?
Well, it's not just Parallel Kingdom. It's the other games as well. Maybe the other games are making the money because they're not as sophisticated. They may not have as many glitches because they're not as complicated. This game is got a lot of stuff built into it where most games are not this complex. This game is like this game is like
a... Did you sign into Mabinugi?
No, I never signed up.
Okay. Mabinugi is much more complex than this.
Okay. I'm not talking about...
Iruna is much more complex than this.
I'm not talking about digital.
Say what?
I'm not talking about digital graphics, you know. I'm talking about all different things that they have built into the system.
Well, yeah, it's... If they did their programming the way you're supposed to nowadays, a lot of that would just be plug and play and you know, you... Object-oriented programming. Everything should be an object. And if there's a problem with a given object, then you know, you can go in and fix that object individually.
Right. Yeah, see, I'm not a big gamer anymore.
Yeah, it's and it's a little hard to explain what an object is. It's not just like you got a glass and a table and whatever. You know, an object can be a whole class of things. So every player, they're an object, and the object contains certain things. All right. So some obvious things to us is our our characters as an object contained hit points and gold and food and a whole list of things in our inventory. All right. You know, so the, you know, our character contained all those things as an object. It was an object that contained those things, you know, or at least contained slots for those things. And then the items itself in our inventory, each one of those were a specific object, right? And I don't know how to explain it, but it's not really that. This game, I mean, yeah, graphic-wise, yeah, it's not.
It's not complicated.
The difference between it and Mabinogi is it encompassed a whole planet, whereas Mabinogi, they create a space for you to go one space at a time. Right? Whereas they did something where you were allowed to wander the whole planet. And I've been thinking about that problem. And it explains why they did the lakes and the land in big square chunks. Because literally, how small do you want your planet to be? Right? Because you know, we walk flag to flag. Each flag is what? About 6/10 of a kilometer in radius, if I remember right. So, you know, we're what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, you said, okay. I thought you said no. You're saying you didn't know. Anyway. That determines the size that they have to worry about on the planet. Now, they did allow you to place the flags, you know, relatively specifically, but it was kind of defining how much server space they needed in order to define the whole planet. All right? So, if you make the planet effectively only a mile across as opposed to 24,000 miles across. You know, not that miles equates, but, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to make it understandable. It requires less server space.
Right.
Okay. And so you got to decide, you know, by giving people every flag being a certain size territory, literally the size of that territory determines how much server space is required. So if you make that territory really big, then you need less server space to record it because now there's less territories to keep track of. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so basically how big you make your characters on the face of the planet determines how much server space you need. Because, you know, the way they were running it, it seems to me that all the monsters within the certain size circle were activated. Very rarely did I run across monsters that hadn't done anything before I got there. But you can't have them doing things all over the planet at all times. I can't imagine them having enough server space to handle that.
Right.
But
yeah, they're only activated when you walk into their...
within a certain range of them.
Yeah.
And they did have certain rules for what pops up where, and that was provable because, you know, the missile terrors. There's places where I could consistently find a strong missile terror and another place where I could consistently find a vicious missile terror. And so I went to the place where the strong missile terror was so I could get lots of ranks. Because, you know, I didn't handle Vicious too well, and I certainly didn't handle Epic at all.
Pussy.
Yeah. All right. So they had rules that generated where the monsters would land, you know, based, I don't know if it was based on Google or if they just had some random number generator that was consistent that said, you know, these things will occur in these certain places, you know. And I'm not sure exactly which objects they defined, all right? Because, you know, if the... I'm sure part of the monster's object was its location, but was it part of the monster's object to determine whether it showed up or not, or if that was determined by an object called the map that determined on its own what monsters would appear. You know, I'm not sure, you know, which characteristics were in there.
Yeah, I think you had to fart before it would activate.
Well, I guess to make it easier to understand what an object is in programming. All right. There's some basic objects that are just kind of native, you know, numbers, text, bits. All right. You know, there's different forms of numbers, but, you know, that's, you know, but an object could be as simple as just being one of those things. But an object typically would be, say you're making a form for somebody to fill out in order to register for something, all right? You're going to want to know their name, possibly a second name called their username, you know, if it's different than their name. You're going to want, you know, probably email, possibly phone number, address. You know, and those are all going to be blanks. And you're going to create objects, you're going to create spaces in your object for those things. And so like a phone number is going to be a number, but it needs to be in a certain format. And so you might break that up into three different objects, the area code, the prefix, and then the last four. And maybe something for international calling. So maybe four sections, and there'll be rules to what are acceptable numbers to be entered into those slots. Okay? All right, so you might actually have a small object called a phone number object, and the rules for it would be universal. So anywhere you wanted a phone number, you'd insert that object. All right, and so you might have the phone number object as part of your larger object. Right, and then there'd be a space for the name, which the rules for that would be, you might say no weird characters, so you know no hyphens, no semicolons, no hearts, just A through Z, lowercase, and A through Z uppercase. And you might go to so much detail that you might have rules as to where the uppercase letters may occur, you know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all right? And that's, you know, basically an object is made up of those simpler things, you know, text and numbers, and you define where those things fall within the object. And basically our characters are nothing more than very complicated objects. They have a lot of detail in them. But if you programmed right, you don't have to create a new object for every character that comes into the game. All right? And anytime you want to make a change to the nature of the object, you just change the object, and it's universal for all the characters. They've got that change now. And the only thing that would the only thing that would be different between my character and your character is the actual values plugged into the various slots within the object.
Like your gear.
Like my gear. And then your gear would have its own little object. You're defining it. You know?
Right. Like the color of the arrows or the spear when you put different metals in it and
yeah.
the stones.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, the complexity, you know, I really do not see why they could not transfer it to another server or update its technology, et cetera, unless they failed to do that in the first place.
Could be.
Because, you know, when I first started programming in BASIC, I used to write this really horrible stuff that other programmers called spaghetti code. Right. I had if then loops that were open ended and you know and I'd be in the middle of instructions, you know, and rather than close out the if then loop, I'd have it go to this other process just out of the blue. You know, I was in high school, I didn't know any better. All right. My programs worked. But if they failed, oh man, it was hard to troubleshoot them. Because, you know,
they were spaghetti.
Yeah, I wrote spaghetti. It was spaghetti code. I would jump them from here to there to everywhere. It's like, you know, go to. And, you know, if you write your program correctly, you can have a little subroutine that's useful in all sorts of circumstances. And you don't have to write it over and over again. You just, you know, you have it go sub to that routine. And at the end of the routine, it says return. And it goes back to the point in the program where you'd left off in order to go do that little subroutine, you know. But I didn't know that back in high school. I just, you know. I did a lot of cut and paste, though. Because if I liked a certain subroutine, I would use it over and over and over again all through the darn thing. And sometimes I'd forget that it had a go-to statement in it that wasn't appropriate at all times, you know? I'm like, now wait a minute. How come I'm over here all of a sudden, you know?
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast.
Howdy.
Say hi to my mom, Z.
Hi.
Oh, well. Well, I'm going to stop destroying it with programming talk then.
She just tried to call me. Yeah, we're on the podcast. I'll just see you when you get here.
Oh, you went on over another. Hi.
Thanks for the flashlights.
You're welcome. I can't get very many anymore.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when you came up with some more.
I've been trying to get some more, but it ain't been working.
Well, don't risk your job over them.
I won't.
I might be happy to buy them directly from the supplier with, you know, a nice little DD&D emblem on this one instead of.
There you go. That Starlight, look up and Google it.
Yeah.
I think it's Starlight. I'll have to check.
Well, they're great flashlights. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they got littler ones now. I got to figure out how to get them. I can't even get one of them.
Just don't get the ones that hook up to your forehead.
I got some of those already.
Yeah, you know what happens, don't you?
Huh?
You start eating bugs.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You can't
breathe because
your face is covered with bugs from all them coming to the light.
Yeah. That's why the guys wear them down on the vest. They wear them down on their chest, and then that way they don't have to eat them.
They don't have to eat bugs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll have to find out where the... I think it says right on the flashlight. You might Google it. I think it's Starlight, but I'm not for sure.
Well, I'll let you talk to your son for a little bit while I'm running. Go get some juice to drink.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the game.
The what?
The game, the one you said you don't like to die or suffer.
Oh, that game, yeah. Your game.
Yeah. It's almost over. We got 2 weeks left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I can talk for a little bit until the conductor gets up here, and then I got to take him down at the other end. But anyway. But, yeah, I'll tell him Google that number or that name. He might be able to find out how to buy some, like he's got any money.
Yeah. He's got my money. He earns some money. But.
So is he going to be able to come over there Tuesday, too?
Don't know. I don't even know when my interview is. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be tomorrow, but I don't know when it is. He didn't call me back.
No.
So they haven't told you what time?
No, I called yesterday because I called him Friday, and he said he would call me back, so he didn't call me back, so... I called him yesterday, and he said he'll call me today, and he never called today. So I called him again today.
So he'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah,
they're jerking
said,
your chain because you jerked their chain.
How did I jerk their chain?
Because you didn't go in for the next interview the next day.
Well,
I know you had you had another job, but I understand. I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, it was the following week. They wanted me to come back in for a second interview the following week, and I was already on a job, so I couldn't.
Already back.
Yeah. I was on the road. I told them, and come back in 2 weeks. That's the minimum. So here I am. They liked my resume.
Yeah.
In fact, whenever when I was there for the first interview, the receptionist, she didn't hardly pay any attention to anybody else that was in there. She paid attention to me because she liked my resume.
No.
Yeah, I got all the attention. So apparently, I don't know. Apparently, I did something right. Yeah, that or she had a crush on me, one of the two. But I don't know. But I don't mix business with pleasure, so that's not.
Yeah. Mix your honey with your money, huh?
Don't mix your honey with your money.
That's right.
Right, because, that usually presents a problem.
Yeah, see, I'm actually of the opposite mind.
Well, it's okay if you're business partners, but, when you're working together, and then the relationship doesn't work out, then the job doesn't usually work out.
I'm of the mind that both father and mother should be working out of the home and helping each other with their work.
And that works for you. But it doesn't work for everybody.
It hasn't worked for me yet. I haven't found that sweetheart.
This is true.
So.
Well, you haven't found a 9 or a 10 yet either. Most everybody that we come in contact with Ones and twos. The nines and tens are needles in a haystack.
Yeah, really.
Okay, that's a reference you're going to have to explain to me later.
Astrological compatibility.
Oh. Oh. I get it. Ones
yeah.
and twos.
Wow.
That one girl that you ran, she gave my birthday, she has been talking to me consistently day after day after day.
Well, yeah, if you don't pay attention to them as much, they come running to you. You pay too much attention to them, they run thinking you're crazy.
Yeah, I've already told her twice she's going to break my heart. And she asked why. I said, because you're too far away. She says, well, we'll get closer when the time comes.
Where's she at?
Philippines.
17. Oh.
I'm never going to go there. And I stay as such on my profile. You know, basically, whoever they are, they're going to have to find their own way to the Ozarks.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't pay her way over here. She's going to have to come on her own.
Yeah. Yeah, Kano Charter, she's 1.28, I think you said, or 1.29.
Something.
She's a
one.
Yeah, she's
12% compatible.
Yeah, so she's one of those ones and twos.
Right. Now that percentage could fluctuate with her time of birth, but it only fluctuates by 1 point. So she could be a 2, or she could be a 0.5.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, just because she's interested in what I'm doing, and, hey, nope. You don't get to eat my food. You got plenty of your food. Sorry, which is a double the cat's ration.
Yeah, they're getting bigger.
Because they're bigger, and I actually, they're still kittens. I want to see them grow big. So once they get big, then I'll start tapering their food back down to snack level.
Well, once they start eating more rodents.
Well, in order to encourage them to eat more rodents, I'm going to start tapering their food down.
Right.
But I want them to be big first. I want them to be able to actually do something.
Do something.
Instead of being a bunch of little kittens.
Bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of worthless kittens. Huh.
Yeah, I've been offered more kittens, and I explained the situation over here, that adult cats tend to not make it. So, you know, I ask people, are your kittens wanderers, or do they stick around? You know, because that seems to be the common thread. If they wander a big distance, that seems to be the ones that disappeared.
Now, they may just be next door, too.
Yeah, after Silver, I don't think so.
I agree, but I'm just saying.
You could be right, and I hope you're right, but, you know, I don't think so. And next door could be Kaplinger Mills, because that's actually what's on the east side of us. It's a long ways, but, you know, it's you know, about a mile east of us is Kaplinger Mills Road. And there's lots of houses along there. So they could be there, perfectly happy.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah, we might be driving that road. You may go, stop! I see Mimi!
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
In 2 weeks.
Yes.
November 1st. What day of the week does that fall on?
What's November 1st?
It's the end of the world.
Sure it is.
Yeah. It's the end of Parallel Kingdom World. Yeah, it falls on a Tuesday.
Well, I have to do a special podcast on that day. I'll have to make a point of not working.
Yeah, and we have to make sure that we don't do a four-hour podcast again because I still cannot upload it.
So what we do is we hang up and call in again at the two-hour mark.
Who's on the podcast? Who's on the podcast?
Usually just him and I, or just my.
Just us, David.
No. Just David. If David doesn't call in, it's usually just David, or David and David, but David and David very rarely.
I can't.
But we do have we do have at least one faithful listener.
We do. His name is Zero. Zorro.
Zorro.
Zero.
Yeah.
Z-E-R-O.
With the backwards R.
Oh, yeah. But that'd be a Russian, they actually pronounce E. Wow. Somebody's attempting to call me. It's going to kill my phone.
Might be foggy.
No, it's Ian, actually.
It's
either your mom's background noise.
Yeah, it's
my mom. Back with you, boss.
Yeah, noisy.
All right, well, when you go, you got to hang up because I can't disconnect the conference call for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my conductor that's coming anyway, so I am going to have to go.
Okie dokie.
Alrighty.
Nice hearing from you.
You too. I'll talk to you tonight probably when I get home, David.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. So I'm just planting flags right now. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I'd be playing right now, but I'm not sure where my phone level is. So I'm keeping the screen off. And I'm using the truck speakers for my volume. So I can actually hear you.
Queenie just signed in a little bit ago.
Cool. Queenie sent me 500 wood. Very helpful. I might turn around and head for the North Pole next. I'll have to get Buwok to drop me off above the kingdom.
Well, just go to the north side of the kingdom and walk your dog. That's what I did. Took me outside.
Oh, and get you through? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Jazz sent me a text or something, a message, saying, guess what I found? Oh, he sent me an invite. He found my territory that I planted outside the kingdom walls on the west side of the kingdom. There's nothing there except monsters. I mean, it's just nothing. It's all white. You know, he probably didn't plant any flags. He probably just
walked the dog.
But I walked the dog, sent the dog home, planted some flags, and walked around.
Yeah, last night before I went to bed, I walked my dog as many times as it could be walked. Then I walked my butterfly as many times as it could be walked. And then I walked my spider as many times as it could be walked. And none of them landed me anywhere north of the south limit. They all landed me places, you know, south of the southern edge of the world.
Where?
Well, there's a lot of empty territory.
True. Yeah, I hadn't actually tried going north or south. I know that when I got kicked out of the game, or locked out of the game, whatever you want to call it.
You were trapped in that no man's zone.
Yeah, I was trapped north of the kingdom. And it says you reached the edge of the world.
Yeah, it didn't tell me that, but it, yeah. Oh, the border east and west. I've run into that, too.
North. That was north. Well, it was probably the line going east and west, but I was north of the kingdom. I couldn't go anywhere.
Well, some of the south edge was exposed, but it's very clear. From people who planted flags, it's a flat line, all right? But when you're standing on the edge of it, your circle goes below it. And so if I built a flag that was south of that line, as long as it wasn't south of somebody's territory, it let me build the flag. But the flag would pop up to that line. And my territory is centered on the flag that was on the line.
Yes, it didn't tell me that. It told me you cannot plant the flag there.
Ha! Funny. I wonder how... Yeah, it makes me wonder about their objects. They probably didn't define their objects well. That might be the problem. They probably wrote spaghetti code.
Spaghetti code.
Well,
that's,
you know,
what we know.
It's hard for
you
me
know,
to believe,
never...
though, because I took three programming classes in the modern programming languages, and all of them very heavy emphasis on object-oriented programming, because that's how basically everything's written now. I mean, it doesn't matter which language you use. It doesn't matter whether it's C++ or Virtual Basic, or even if you're doing... you define your objects and you define how they can be acted on. And then everything else is just routines for manipulating your objects. You know, and most of that's in your click. You know? So somebody clicked on your screen. Okay, so the computer looks to see where you clicked. And if that's by definition one of your objects, then it determines how that's part of your object. Your object will tell it now how it can be reacted with. And in the case of the game, it gives you that drop-down menu. You know, are you going to harvest the berry, or are you going to collect the snow, or are you going to chop the tree down? Or do you want info about it?
Info wars.
Yeah, even if Per Blue makes a good game, ouch, that was a big mosquito. A dead one now, but it was big. Anyway, yeah, even if their new game is successful and interesting, I'm still thinking along the terms of making my replacement version.
I hear you.
Because, you know, so sure, you decide to do the things the way the world does things, you get a golem that you're a slave to. You have to work for it. You know? Yeah, it'll do certain things for you, like protect you from other golems. You know? So if you're along the border between one golem and the next, it will, you know, it'll send out a horde of golems to protect the borders, so such and such and so and so. All right. But, you know, it's still gonna tax you. It's gonna show up on your farm and collect things from you. And you're gonna have to work to replace them. You know. On the other hand, if the only reason you attack another player is to defend somebody else's territory, they're gonna make it so you don't get a golem. And the golems leave you alone. It'll be interesting to see how many take that option, how many figure it out.
Right, people who are not already predispositioned to take that route in the first place.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody's like, well, how can you have a society without people telling you what to do? Like, how do you have a society that doesn't collapse with people telling you what to do? Because they really can't tell you everything. And so your society will collapse because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Because you're indoctrinated to only do what you're told. You're too lazy to do what you should.
Or uneducated.
Well, that too. Yeah, they don't educate you to do that in the first place. But nobody educated me to do that in the first place, not directly. I just recognized that something was terribly wrong with the way things were going, all the way around. Our food, our medicine, our governance, you know.
My troll knocked the Yeti out of the circle. So the Yeti threw a snowball at me.
Oh man. Next year we gotta get mosquito fish. If I can get the greenhouse up and keep it warm, I'm thinking sometime around February we order some. I put them in a fish tank in the greenhouse.
Bad work.
Oh boy.
Now I gotta go on the other side of the snail before I attack it.
Yeah, I can't play. Because if I play, my phone will die. And if my phone dies, that's the end of me in the podcast.
It's the end of the podcast.
So basically, I got 2 weeks to hunt down and find this player and convince them to let me have two of their flags so that I can start working my way up towards... I'm almost a third of the way there. I got a long ways to go. I'm trying to move Aurora up to Greenfield.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah, that's another project. So since I accomplished the South Pole one, I really should get busy on the other.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, proof of concept.
2 weeks and 6 months.
So I wonder how faithful Perp Blue will be to the original rules of the game.
What do you mean?
Well, when they write the new one, block whatever.
It's probably not.
It's going to be location-based. They already said it's going to be location-based.
It's not the replacement for Parallel Kingdoms, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I suspect it's going to be like, dang it, there's a game out there where you can form all your armies and stuff. They're all clones of each other. All your wizards look the same. All your healers look the same. All your militiamen look the same. All your archers look the same. And they're kind of cute, and they're 3D and everything, but, you know, they're all identical.
I think that's the direction they're going, to make everything simplify it so it takes less server space.
Right.
Take less bandwidth.
Yeah, maybe. But if you got 100 soldiers on your side, that's still 100 objects they have to deal with. So.
Right, but
I got some friends who might actually like that kind of game better, though. But I'm not going to be interested in that.
It's kind of like my datelines. I restrict how many megabytes of pictures people can upload because it doesn't matter if they have one picture each or 10 pictures each. If they got 10 pictures each and I have, you know, 11,000 members or 10,000 members, that's freaking 100,000. No, it's, it's 100,000 megabytes of pictures, you know.
So yeah, see, Dayton Asia went the other way around. They'll only accept your picture if it's above a certain size. And then only if they can clearly see your face. They have facial recognition software. So a lot of the pictures I submitted already, they will no longer accept.
Right. But they probably reduce the megabyte size. They probably have software that reduces. Because they crop out a lot of stuff. Because I just went back there. I haven't been there in forever. But I just went back there, and when you upload a picture, it crops out everything but your face.
Yes. Yes, and they have to be able to recognize your face. They have to be I forget what it was, 400 by 400, the picture?
Right. So if your picture starts out at 2 or 3 megabytes, it may not end up 2 or 3 megabytes.
Yeah, they probably do reduce it down, but they need it to be a certain size before they'll even look at it. And then they have to be able to see your face.
Right.
And they've changed their rules considerably. If you read through their rules, they're telling the women specifically, no boob shots.
Good.
No sexy poses.
I should put that on my dateline, too.
Yeah, read their blurb. It's aimed at male and female, but, you know, it's like no nudity, no children, only you in the picture. You know, that's one thing that drives me nuts. Woman put her picture up 5 times, but all 5 times it's the same group of people.
And so you don't know which one she is.
Yeah, which one are you? Are you the fat chick or are you the skinny one that looks like she's been doing drugs? Oh, never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm an apple, yo.
That was funny. Oh, goodness.
Funny because I'm an idiot, or I actually say something intelligent for once?
Yes.
Yes.
You love it when I do that.
Absolutely.
For anybody who doesn't know, that was sarcasm coming out of my voice saying, I love it when he does that.
I do it often.
Yes, we're joined here by Smoke.
Smokey Bear.
When she starts putting her face in my face, I blow in her face. She's starting to learn. What'd you do? You made my tape turn around again. Well, I don't hear you.
I'm chopping.
There we
trees.
Go. Chopping trees. Is that like sawing logs?
I'll be doing that soon.
Yeah, you don't like human breath in your nose. What makes you think I want cat breath in mine?
Cat what?
Oh, this cat likes to stick its face like 2 inches from my face. Or left. So I blow in its face and it doesn't like it. That's about the only thing that makes it back off. Because I can throw it out the window and be back in about 3 seconds.
Throw it out the window, the second story window.
This cat was actually my excuse for why I did absolutely nothing before I left for Lori's. I did clean up in the kitchen a little bit, but mostly it was just to clean up what mess I made today.
I have 8 minions.
Say what?
I said I have 8 minions.
8 minions. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I've been collecting, Krampus rings. So now I made this house pole. I'm going to go refine some oil and polish them.
I've been scrapping all of mine.
Yeah. There's some special ability that's supposed to come out of some of the Krampus rings. So. And people have been buying my stuff for food, so I just sold a whole bunch of construct essences for food.
Oh,
2 food
right.
For 1 essence.
Okay, cool. I'll probably sell mine too. I've got almost 100 of them. I've been dumping all my stuff too. I dumped all my rings. I either scrapped them and dumped the shards.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that. The price for shards, you're better off trying to sell them as rings.
Yeah, I know, 2 shards for 1. I've been selling 2 shards for 1 food.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Maybe I just caught on a bad day when I put all my shards up for sale.
I have a harder time selling rings than I do shards.
Yeah, true enough. I haven't sold any rings, but I do have rings up for sale. And with such a short time left in the world, I think I will turn them into shards then when they return.
Well, the grand rings I've been taking to the warehouse, whatever I'm not using, I figure somebody else might be able to use, so I've been taking it to the Kingdom Warehouse and dumping them there.
Yep.
And the rest of them, yeah, when they come back from the market.
Well, I've been upgrading my Roman candle blowgun.
Cool.
So, Hopefully I'll have it up to a level where I can actually use it for something. Kitty cat,
there you go.
If you're going to keep going for my face, out the window. $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. Wow, I think she's gone. Usually she's right back in about 3 seconds. I throw her out, she's right back up in the window.
I sold all my refined oil.
What'd you do that for?
So
sold her for food?
Duh.
Yeah, I went to do that once, and the price was only slightly higher than the food that was put into it. Like, oh, come on. Kano's been doing it 2-for-1. How come, you know? Why are you selling 98 refined oil for 100 food?
Right. Yep.
I guess I hit the market the wrong time for that to happen.
Probably.
My
trolls are not as strong as my skeletons.
Probably not.
I've leveled up their armor considerably. Their armor, or their gear, is almost as good as my gear.
Well, see, there's a theory behind that. There's a book that covers that theory, series of books. If you ever read Game of Thrones or watched the show, there's one religion where they drown all their people, right? And their statement over and over again, what is dead can never die. Well, your skeletons, they're dead. How do you kill something that's dead?
They still die.
Well, yeah, but they're going to be tougher than anything else.
Yeah, once I max out my skeletons and my trolls, I get 8. Then I let my trolls die off, and I get more skeletons.
You get a choice on which ones you let die off?
No, just whichever one dies off, I let it die off. Now, see,
oh.
One of my trolls just died off, so the next thing I kill...
will give you a...
give me another skeleton.
Another skeleton. Can you equip your skeletons, or is it just your trolls?
Just your trolls.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to check and see what my battery level is.
So that's how you level up your trolls, where the skeletons, you level them up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, I'm up to 16% battery. I've been gaining charge, so I'm going to do a bold experiment and see if I can get on the game with the other device. After all, the podcast has been about an hour and a half now. So if I kill it now... okie dokie. Fired up my hotspot. Shut the screen back off.
Snail!
Kill the snail! All snails must die!
Yeah. Wait till my trolls get on the other side, because my troll with the wind spear, that's the one that knocks it clean across the screen. And I don't want to knock it off the screen. I want to keep it in a circle.
Are you hearing that buzz sound that I'm hearing?
No.
Okay, good.
Are you hearing a dog bark?
No, I'm hearing a buzzing sound because I fired up my other device and apparently the Wi-Fi connection messes with the cassette.
Yeah.
Somebody by the name of Sither from New York.
Bought something of yours?
No. It's date site. They're a new member. Well, you know, I fired up the device and the web browser was up, so, you know, had to look. And I got 4 emails.
Lucy just popped up on my Kick app.
Who, me?
Lucy. Yeah, I went to go see if Queenie wrote anything, and Lucy popped up.
Let me see. I don't think I have the Kick app up and available.
Oh, because I just added her to my phone, and I recognized her phone number in my phone through the app, and so it popped her up. That's why. But when I first signed up, it signed me up to, or with other people that I have no clue who they were. I actually talked to one of them. Had a decent conversation.
You're talking to strangers now.
Well, I think he initiated the conversation. No, I didn't. I asked him if he was from PK, and he wasn't. Turns out he's gay, and he thought that maybe him and I hooked up, and I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so. But we had actually a decent conversation about
David Michael Kane O'Dottery, your phone contact.
Yeah, we had a conversation about the LGBT community, the poly community, and relationships and children. It was kind of interesting.
And no, I'm not gay, so.
Yeah, but he didn't come off threatening or anything.
Yeah.
So, it was cool. And I
you were on a minute ago.
And I didn't come off threatening, so, you know, we got along. I'm friendly. I'm just not gay. Oh, there you are.
Is there, like, any information about these people that...
Any information about what?
Well, you've got people on here that I don't even really know who they are. One Sensational Silk, ex-Dusty Girl. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, that's exactly what happened to me. That's how I started that conversation with that guy. It gave me 3 people that I didn't have a clue who they were. So I contacted all of them to see if I knew them.
There's James Zitting, who, you know, makes sense, but you made sense.
Well, yeah, you had their numbers in your phone.
I have Sensational Silk in my phone someplace?
No, the other people, Zitting.
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't let these apps get to my phone database directly unless they do it without my permission.
Which this one does.
That's not good. That's actually very bad.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see now. I am David Ray or Doofus. I'm not sure which one. How do I find out what my code is for other people to find me?
It's DUE_FUSS.
So Doofus. Okay.
That's your
name. So how would I find that if I didn't have you to tell me?
Well.
Kick username, I found it. Okay.
Yeah. You like my profile pic?
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize it right away.
Did I send you the picture where I saw the king and queen in the castle sitting on the throne and I threw snowballs at them and so they're both sitting there with snowballs on their face?
Ha ha.
I took a picture of it. I'm going to put that on the internet.
Well, be sure to send it to Jim.
I already did.
All right.
He thought it was funny. He goes, now that's funny.
Yeah, he does.
He's funny.
All right, so I go back. My account.
Yeah, Queenie needs to show her face so we can have a snowball
coffee.
Fight. I told her she must carry snowballs because it's a requirement in our king to be a kingdom member. It's a requirement to carry snowballs because we have snowball fights all the time.
All right, so I got to find the kick thread and plug in my name, Doofus.
David Ray has signed in. I mean, DD&D has signed in.
I'm going to send you an invite so you can see this. Everything's standing on a line.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a picture of it. Put it on Facebook.
Do-do-do-do.
What's up?
2 weeks remaining. Phil, good luck to you all.
Oh, someone posted that? No. Oh, that was me.
Yeah, you didn't figure it out. It just happened.
What?
How to be mayor.
No, you have to click on the city center, and it gives you the option to accept or deny. Because it never
sent
me...
South of the South Pole.
It only sent me a notification to be mayor while Jazz was mayor, and I wasn't going to step on his toes. He was already doing a good job. I was like, yeah, I'll just let him keep being mayor. I don't need to be mayor. I don't want to be mayor. Then he decided he didn't want to be mayor anymore. He wanted to go to Branson and be mayor of Branson. So we were mayorless for a while. And I didn't know, because I only got the notification to be mayor once. After that,
oh.
I never got a notification. Well, I just happened to click on the city
my
center.
My spell check changed kick to him.
I just happened to click on the city center to see if there was an option to be mayor, and there was. All right. There's three flags between K and our land. So that's about six flags per mile.
Right.
Maybe more like five. So 5 to 6 flags per mile. So between each flag is how many kilometers?
I think it's 0.6. I'm not sure. But with that information, you can turn around and figure it out.
Yeah. Because it's like 1.8 kilometers in a mile.
Okay, so there's about 2 kilometers, a little under 2 kilometers per mile. Then. So, three flag,
how many kilometers
three
in a
flag
mile?
Radiuses in a kilometer.
1.6. So it's 1.6, so it was 2 off. So yeah, 1.6, and there's three flags. So 1.6 times 3, 6, 12, 18, so 3, 4, about 5 kilometers.
5-tenths of a kilometer?
No, 5 kilometers. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, my bad. I got that all jacked up, didn't I? Yeah, okay, so 1.6 divided by 3.
1.6 divided by 3 would be 0.5 and then a little bit.
Right, so it's basically a half a kilometer between each flag.
Right.
There's a problem. Oh, crap.
You just arrived. Oh, crap. I can't move. That's messed up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can kind of see you in that mess. You being attacked?
Oh, yeah, my trolls or my minions are.
There's a mine behind me.
Yeah, once I get done killing stuff.
Let me see if I can even get to it. Stone cave. Visit.
Oh.
I don't want to visit.
Move.
Not really.
Can't go north. Might be able to go east and west.
Oh, my group has become aggressive. I haven't been able to move side to side.
The minions can, and the other characters can. You see them moving?
Yeah, I see the... Boy, what'd you do to get them riled up?
I attacked.
That's freaky. I'm going to try to attack the stags on the far edge. Ooh, I'm moving toward them. Combatants out of range.
Interesting.
So I moved in that general direction, but...
We're flatlined.
I know. You gotta harvest that berry.
Okay.
It's too far away. I'm on the same line it is, but I can't get to it. Okay, I'm gonna go for the megathere.
Oh, yeah. good thing you did a Kingdom invite. Now other people can come check it out, too.
Ooh, ooh, somebody dropped to the leather. I got it! So here's your Tower of Gollum.
Yeah, I wonder if we can go in it.
I don't think I can. I don't have... See how much refined oil I have.
Combat out of range. I can't move.
You can move, but... Now, see, like, somebody who has an iPhone, they might get there and wonder what our problem is.
We're stuck in the mud. We need you to help.
Yeah, 13, I think, just showed up.
Yeah, I can see the fire flame in his hat sticking out from behind your hat.
I'm looking through my inventory, so I can't see what's going on. I do not believe I have any refined oil. Oh, look, I have 9 refined oil. I cannot go in.
I don't have any.
I can see him. Very narrow world. That's weird.
I didn't take a
picture. Every time I double click, all it does is center the screen on me.
Yeah. I tried to take a picture of it, but I didn't take a picture quick enough. Still on the top. Yeah, we can't go anywhere. Now I can't really attack anything. It's making me aggressive, but I can't do anything.
Jazz, where are we? South of South. I don't believe I did that.
Yeah, I can't attack anything, and now I'm stuck. Oh, wait. I attacked something. They're moving. Oh, a carnivorous lily. Let's attack that.
Oh, I tried to attack it.
Yeah, my trolls and my minions can move, but not me. Oh, he's gone. He left.
He couldn't take it.
He can't handle it. Oh, look, I moved. Hey. Yeah, let's try and collect this berry. I'm standing right next to the tree. Oh, he's
back. He came in. He came back in.
Yeah. Says, he came back in to see if he can move. He popped out and popped back in. To see if it was a glitch, see if he can move, but none of us can move. I'm moving side to side.
Should I try, I can get his info. Oh, I must not be high enough level to go into Tower of Gollum. Well, I can get his info about it.
Oh, look, I moved. Some more.
Hi, Snow. I don't usually see you come to my window without shadow. Yeah. Very brave of you.
There we go.
Now I'm going to try visiting the, woohoo!
There's Jazz.
Well, I moved everybody by doing that.
I'm going to throw a snowball at Jazz. Splacked.
There should be new stuff to attack now.
Just snowballs at everybody. This is stack. Out of range.
How do I pick up those weapons? Oh, there we go.
Out of range.
Out of range. Whoa!
He's able to do it.
Did you attack him or something?
He
went flying across.
He's got an option, you know, kind of like, assault. He's got an option where he can basically do assault, and that's how he's getting across the screen.
He's assaulting himself. Epic stone golem attack out of range.
I know I can't do anything either. I can't collect snow. Oh wait. Oh yeah, I can't collect snow.
Hey, I can
too
mine. I'm mining.
Yay.
Is there a flag anywhere in this mess?
Oh, let me see if I can plant one.
Okay.
Trying to build over an existing whatchamacallit.
I moved a long ways.
Okay, there. I might be able to plant a flag here.
Yeah, you can plant a flag.
Nope, it won't let me. It says you're trying to build too close to an existing building, plant, or creature.
Okay, well, I'll plant my flag. Oh, spider's the last thing I was doing. Okay, I got to do it manually. Flag. But it's not entirely true. Well, I can't just move. That's the problem. Okay, that made me
move. Next to the golem, and it won't let me attack it.
Yeah. Somebody's aggressive.
Oh, me.
Well, I can always try walking my dog. It was new scenery.
See, I just walked by the shield and swords, and it won't let my magnetic boot pick them up.
Yeah, I tried to pick them up myself. Oh, my pets are resting until tomorrow morning. I used them up this morning.
You idiots.
Nothing to say you can't walk your dog.
Yeah, but you're not on my invite, but I'll try.
Yeah, well, you can turn around and invite us all to follow you.
All right. Message.
Well, okay. Rather than you do that, I will, I'll take us to a better location. Because I have a war camp that we can go to. It's on the South Pole.
Yeah, we gotta wait.
Okay, now we're at my war camp.
Wow.
Yeah, see the flags just stop right there. So if I visit this flag.
Oh, he's not on our invite anymore.
Oh, he's not?
He attacked something.
Oh.
Just as we were leaving.
Well, no, they shouldn't have let me go.
I know, I don't know what happened. Maybe he kicked himself out, but I don't think so.
Okay, and then there's somebody who has the same color as me called He Who Walks Alone right next to me, and I can't visit him. And I'm not sure how tall his territory goes, but he's got a rock shrine just north of where we're standing. Here we go. A cave we can jump to. Boom. The cave is just south of the line, so everything here is on the line. Yeah, that was
now. Well, hey, if my minion or my troll attacks the snail, it will only knock it one direction. Let's see. Oh, yeah, let's watch the snail. See how far he knocks it if he knocks it off the screen.
Okay, I'm watching the snail. Well, if it knocks it up and down, it won't go anywhere.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
But if it knocks it any left to right, we'll see it flying.
I don't know where they went. Oh, that troll must have died.
That one's out of range.
There's a snail to heal.
That one's out of range. I should have known they were out of range, because they would have attacked me. Whoa, there's like five wolves, dire wolves, all standing on top of each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
can't tell because... Let's see, can I mine this? Yes, I can mine it. Woohoo! Well, isn't this exciting? So how long is he going to stay there before he jumps in on the new invite?
Don't know. Cannot chop a tree.
Can't harvest berry either.
This is very annoying.
Everything's out of range.
Yeah, I can't even pick up the larva meat that the wolves killed.
But apparently the wolves were close enough to be scared of us and run away.
Well, let's find out. I'm right next to one, and I can't kill it. Wait. I went
apparently
red,
I can pick
but...
up that spear. Nope, I can't.
can't attack anything. Hardly.
Well, I know how to tell that these trees are not really close to me. I'm not dying.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that's what the deal is. They're not in range because they're not on the line. They just look like they're on the line.
They look like they're on the line. They're above and below, but we can't get to them because we can't leave the line. All right, I'm going to take us back to A flag. It works normal. Here we go.
Normal flag.
I can't harvest the berry on this tree because it's out of range.
Here comes the guy.
Yeah. He wants you.
I know. I didn't even walk by him. He just came out of nowhere. He's like, ah. But he's no match. He's gone. Can you walk all the way down here?
Yeah, I can walk below as long as I'm on a space that's...
I'm walking across that spear and I'm not able to collect it.
Hmm.
So it must not really be there. So I'm walking around the white space, the quadruple space.
See me going south?
Huh?
Did you see me go south?
Uh-uh.
Because I see you on the line.
You don't see me south of the line?
No. Right now I'm standing almost straight south of you.
Right. And I'm standing straight south of you.
You see me on the line.
Yep. We're both south of each other.
Right. So everything below the line. Appears to be. Okay, so. I could probably pick up that spear if I was actually standing on it.
Right, so let's go down here.
There we go.
Straight below.
I just picked it up. I'm standing where it was. You see me on the line, but I'm actually about a whole head length below the line.
Right.
Okay, so if I want to attack this Megathyr, come over here south of it, visually, and I say attack. I must be staying right on top of it because I'm slashing it. And it's getting mad. Ooh, he just hit me out of the screen. Okay, now I'm not standing on top of it because I'm throwing stars at it.
Let's throw a net over it.
Okay, it's still down here. It's still down here by the dashed line because that's where I'm. It's moving this way. But I'm moving up so it doesn't thrash me. And I must be out of range because I'm not throwing anything at it anymore. Ooh. Must hit, ooh, it just hit me. Okay, now I just moved above the line. Okay. Well, that was fun. Sorry.
It knocked us all the way out of the circle.
Dead.
I think it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, it just died. I just got the points for it. Okay, so these trees, I can figure out where they are, and I start losing points. Huh.
You mean losing life? Yeah.
Interesting.
They're not there.
They're optical illusions. So pretty much everybody's, so the entire south wall has been planted, or you don't know yet?
I don't know yet. I was heading east. No, I was heading west, and I ended up in a big chunk of people who just kind of piled it up and made it private. And I started planting flags to go around them, and I got tired of that, so I decided to walk my dog, and my dog took me south of south, and that's where we were. After dog, spider, and whatever. And to be honest, I should have checked to see exactly where we were, because I probably should have planted a rock shrine there. But
if you could.
Yeah, you can. I planted a couple of flags south of south. Whatever good it did me. But if I can plant a flag, I can make a rock shrine.
True. Did Jazz come back?
Yeah, he just said, I don't know, I'm still here by the stone cave.
Tell him, follow the invite again.
Oh, he sent an invite in the reply. I'm going to try visiting and see what happens.
You're going to try what?
It put me right where I'm at. I visited myself is what I just did.
What did you do that for?
Because his reply looked like an invite.
Oh.
I wanted to see if it would take me there.
We both said the same thing. Did he show up?
Yeah, he's right there in the middle of us.
Middle of you. I left.
Oh, well, he's here.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah, Doc Harry's following me. I forgot about that.
I'm just right over here.
Boom.
Oh, wrong flag. The king has arrived. Bam, ba, bam.
Oh, Bullock's here?
Yep. Throw a snowball. What do you think?
What do you think? Oops. Cool.
The world is flat.
Walk your dog from here.
I'm not on anybody's invite, so I'll have to. Or, yeah. Oh, let me go over here. Walk my rock. Call Pet the Hunt. Dog. Track leather or scales? 50-50 what? Oh, you end up south of south. Going. I'm south of south, but I'm on the line.
So you're on the line?
Yeah, and then there's a hollow castle here, too.
I'm going to take him over to the rock cave.
Yeah, because I can't go... I can't go north or south. I can only move east to west.
That's weird. You can walk outside the circle. I'm sure what he's saying.
On the line again. Collect snow. Movement out of range. But it collected. And Acropus didn't show up. Attack dragon!
Walks attacking the Megasphere. Looks like he's using a cat of nine tails. He's shooting three arrows at once. Not sure what that is.
Oh, it's a Cupid's bow.
Oh, okay. Is it going to make it fall in love with him?
Probably.
Boom.
Hey, I found a rock.
You gonna follow it?
I gotta attack it first. Okay, it went away. Let's see. I can't find this. Whatchamacallit. Oh, it's still here.
Tell him to call the podcast.
Oh, Daz just showed up. I don't know how he got here. He must have walked his dog, too.
Showed up in the same place you are?
Yeah.
No, there's a rock feather. There's a rock shadow. Oh, it just went away. You must have killed it.
Yep. I can't pick up the rock feathers.
I tried to follow it. It would have brought the whole crew there.
Yeah.
So where do you find the rock? You must be straight south of us when you did that.
Probably. I can't see any colors, so I don't know where you are. But he must have walked something to take him where I am.
Well, he probably followed the shadow. It went away just as I clicked on it.
Oh, there it is. I see it. Rock shadow. Ready? Once I go green, I'm gonna follow it. See where it takes me.
Okay, so he just left the place where you were at, and that's why this shadow went away.
Now he came where I am, and that's why that shadow went away. Now it's appeared here. Can't enter the shadow. It's out of range.
Weird.
I know.
I'm trying to harvest this berry. But no matter what I do, it tells me I'm too far away. So it takes me to where the image is, but not where the thing is. Oh, so the Megather was close enough to me that I could actually attack it from the line. And that's why I was able to initiate attack. Oh, nobody else is on my invite anymore.
We all walked whatever. I can't walk anything.
Oh, no. The king's still with me.
Okay.
Apparently I didn't see him the first time.
Oh, I can chop this tree.
Woohoo.
Okay, I think I'm done here. Let's see if I can go after this vicious stone golem.
I don't know how I didn't see him the first time. Sorry, guys. I'm in distracted trying to get the kids to bed.
Well, that's weird. There's a green line now. Jazz took off somewhere. Now there's a green line across my screen.
Put out an invite.
You may not be able to see it, though.
The invite?
Yeah, oh, crap. I got logged back in. I accidentally logged out. Trying to take a picture. It was still there. Well, you might be able to see it.
Okay, somebody's got a spider web around them, so I got to wait. There we go.
It's not that cool. It's just a line. That's a picture of it.
Oh, smoke came back.
Oh, yeah, his trolls are still here, but he's gone. That's weird.
Bullock's with me right now.
All right, I'm walking my dog.
Oh, Bullock's doing... Oh! He went off to do his own thing. Disappeared. Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure exactly what he did, but he's gone. Jazz 13, send a reply. I can't read it. Oh.
Yay.
He followed my invite. Okay, so he's going to do stuff.
Yeah. I was able to mine a cave and pick up some larva meat.
Okay, Jazz just disappeared. I'm going to keep moving.
Ah, dang it. Can't get to this stone hunter. I can't attack anything.
You're on the line.
I'm on the line. I'm actually just south of the line now.
Oh, you're... Okay, so you're... You can see the south line, basically.
Yeah, I'm just on the edge of it now. So, I'm in the blue territory. I think I am west, no, east of you.
Can I get hard in this flag?
I want to send my pet home.
I already did harden this flag. Okay, what do I want to name this? This is, hold on. Oh, I skipped a number. No, I didn't. Okay, this will be Antarctica 26. Oh, I did set up a rock shrine south of the South Pole.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Go there and see what happens.
I am there.
All right, I'm following the invite.
I'm on a green line.
Oh, you're on it?
I'm on a green line.
Oh, just a line.
Yeah, the line's green. Well, it's probably yellow.
Oh, yeah, that's basically what I had.
Yeah, it's probably yellow, and that's probably the border of my flag territory.
Oh, hey. Don't go anywhere.
All right. Can I get that leather?
There's a troll hut to the east. I'm going to try to jump to it. Oh, and there's a troll hut to the west. And your flag, you have another flag to the west.
You can actually see it? Oh! I'm going to jump to it. Let's see what happens.
All right, hang on. Oh, I'm aggressive, so you can't jump to it yet.
Somebody in my party is aggressive. What are the chances of them being so close? So I should have laid down more flags while I was walking my animals.
Probably. Uh-oh, there is a construct essence nearby.
Yep, yep. And it killed a whole bunch of stuff.
Yep.
But apparently it's not close to the line because only you appear to be poisoned. Now, wait a minute. Do these two line up with each other?
They
I don't
do.
Think they line up with each other.
Now it's gone. I can't see it.
What, my other?
Oh, you moved. That's why. Yeah, okay. Hang on. Let me see.
Okay, my other line lines up with this line. That's weird.
Collect snow. Cannot collect snow. All right.
You ready for me to jump back to my rock shrine?
Nope. I already jumped to the troll hut in between the rock shrine and your flag.
I never saw it.
You can't. You don't have troll lure.
Well, I'm jumping back then.
So there's a green flag down there where Jazz and I was also. Or maybe Jazz planted a flag.
Ooh, I just found a cave.
Oh, maybe I can plant the flag here too.
The cave's on the same line as I'm on. What the hell is this place?
Don't know. Whoa.
I should have planted a flag every time I jump. Okay, tomorrow? My duty is, every time I walk, I plant a flag. And because I'm on a linear space, that will force me either to the east or the west. And I don't really care which.
Yeah. You should sell those rock shrine tickets.
South of South.
South of the South Pole. Combat out of range. I'm going to build a rock shrine. Cannot build a flag.
Okay, rock shrine. Below the South Pole. Should I keep it that name or should I rename it?
Yeah, keep it. South of the South Pole.
Right, I said below the South Pole. So rename it South of South Pole?
Yeah. People might want to buy that. See something really cool in the last days? Go for an adventure. I'm sure the king is enjoying it, and so is Jazz. They're like, what the heck? This is freaking weird. They've probably never seen such a thing.
took a new player in the last days to figure it out. Okay, I think I got 125 food. Boom, apparently I did. All right, should I run off to market with these?
Sure.
All righty. Which one, Thayer or...
Happy Valley is the most active, but I don't know, what's 25 times divided by 3?
8, 1
nine,
extra.
18, so yeah.
I'll leave one in the kingdom. I'll leave the freebie in the kingdom.
There you go.
What's the price I should throw on these things?
25.
25 each?
Yeah. I've sold them for that price before. Since this is such a cool item, you could probably get 25 food out of them. Easy.
Hopefully nobody goes down there and destroys it.
I know.
All I have to do is sell five to get my food back.
That's it.
$25 before or after tax?
$25 before.
Says it's gonna be $26. Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, this is something worth seeing. I'd spend the $25 food on it, and I wouldn't normally do that. The growing rate for rock showing tickets is like 10 to 15 food, but this is awesome.
You make it sound like a big deal.
It's weird and cool at the same time. I want to try to plant a rock shrine here too. And
yeah, you can.
I'm going to try. The last time it wouldn't let me plant a flag. But I'm going to keep trying.
Probably because you're standing too close to something while you're doing it.
No. It didn't tell me that. It said, I don't remember what it said. But, yeah, it wouldn't let me do it where I was.
Okay, I've sold five so far, so three more.
Where's my trolls? I can't see hardly anything because everything's behind everything.
Well, I tell you what, these sell like hotcakes, so I'll just jump down here, buy some more, and
there you go.
Okay, so let me think. I should have 17 left, so I need to sell one more. Okay, let's go, let's see now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okie dokie. Menu, travel, and that was Happy
Yay.
Valley.
I'm building a rock shrine.
Getting Thayer next.
Whoa. It did not plant the flag where I was standing.
No.
That's funny. Okay, no problem. Now I need to harden the flag. Yeah, now, if this was not the end of days, we would not be selling these rock shrine tickets.
Oh, we need to do a north of north.
We ain't got time. Unless they listen to my letter, we ain't got time.
Turn me loose.
True.
Give me lots of wood. Lots of leather. Oh, you know what? This doesn't even begin to pay for the wooden leather that I spent to get down here. I mean, it was donations, but still.
Yeah. D. And quit auto-correcting me. And D.
DD&D is now a spelling word in my library. In my spell checker.
It is on my phone, but not in my tablet.
If you're telling the kingdom that I'm selling these rock shrine tickets at all the different trade stores, tell them I'm going to leave one at the kingdom for free.
That'll probably be for Queenie, so she can come check it out, because she likes to be incognito. She has not showed her face at all to anybody. She won't accept any of my invites. Well, actually, I quit sending her invites. The last one I sent her was by accident, because I meant to hit view profile, and I sent her an invite by, or I hit invite by accident, and then I hit the send, and it sent a blank invite. It's like, whoops.
Okay.
But yeah, she likes to be mysterious. Either that or she's just playing hard to get. I don't know.
Some limit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right.
8.
Congratulations. You have finished the Rock Shrine badge thingy.
Yeah, I did that on my way down here. I only have space for 6 Rock Shrines, but I got the 20 Rock Shrine badge on my way down. Because I build them and then destroy them. Build them and destroy them. Build them and destroy them all the way down.
Oh, yeah. I built rock shrines all over the place and sold tickets. Oh, crap. I didn't want to do that. But oh, well, that works.
Okay, I'm now moving to L.A. I will look to see if post while I try to get into the trade hub.
Attack!
I probably look pretty scary as a vampire holding a shuriken.
Oh, yeah, like, probably.
And he's not wearing any armor! Oh, no! Was that you standing outside the trade hub? Oh, it's Doc Harry.
Oh, you took him with you.
Yeah, Doc Harry's going everywhere I go. I forgot about that.
I go to take control of this cave, and it says, movement out of range. But
oh, you got there?
It's letting me take control of it, yeah. Okay, make public.
All righty.
And
sell for food. 1. For 25 food. God, I hope all these are selling for food. I hope I didn't accidentally hit gold once or twice.
25 gold. They will sell for hotcakes if you do that.
But it won't be worth it.
Not for you. Okay, he's out of range. Can't attack him. Oh, the queen signed in. She might be coming to your invite too soon.
But I'll be someplace else.
All right, I'll send a new invite. Kingdom. New invite to
South of South.
South of the South Pole / Edge.
Okay, travel, Kingdom Embassy. Where should I leave this rock shrine ticket?
Leave it in the castle. movement out of range.
It's dark in here.
Is it all black?
Yes.
Let's go black. You never go back.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
I'm just kidding.
How do I make it not black?
Black on black. You might have to log out of PK and log back in.
Okay.
Either that or figure out where the light switch is.
There is a light switch.
I don't know. Ask the king.
Oh, there we go. All right, so I'll just walk right up to the throne.
Now put it on one of the tables.
Oh, okay.
Out of range, I can't attack.
And drop. Okay, and message, kingdom. New invite to South of South.
Queenie just signed in. I wonder if she kicked me. Ow, quit kicking me. That's what I'm going to tell her next time she kicks me.
She'll quit.
Nah. Oh, I have two astrology charts I got to look up. Prepper Mendes guy.
Same kind of quick correcting me on Rock Shrine. It keeps handing a K.
Do what?
It keeps adding a K to Rock.
Oh, I know I had that problem. We're frozen. All right, let's try to get this siren. Come back out of range. Oh, I got her. See if I can pick up the pearl. Killed her in one shot. Pick up leather. No, can't pick up leather. This is Ghoul. Can't kill him. Okay, next. Go to the troll hut. Oh, I have to wait till I'm unaggressive. There, I'm unaggressive. Snowballs. 12. Yay, for the retarded kid.
Great. Okay, how do you spell freebie? Because it doesn't like the way I'm spelling it.
Just say free.
I don't care. I would say freebie. I'm saying freebie. One way or another, I'm going to get it in there.
One way or another, I'm going to fart. And something else. Hey! I was able to collect crystals. Top three. One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you one way or another.
Okay, anyone interested? I'm selling Rock Shrine tickets in all three major markets to south of South Pole. I'm leaving I'm leaving a freebie in the castle.
I have Rock Shrine tickets too, and I will be there shortly to post mine as well. So.
Well, no, that's what I wrote. I was trying to get your confirmation that I wrote it well.
Oh, I thought you was podcasting it.
Yeah, well, I am podcasting it, but I'm... that's what I wrote, and I'm about to send it. And I'm adding, please enjoy.
Whoa. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. It's been sent. Now official.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
I wonder what happens if I attack the troll hut. No, I don't want to do that. I might destroy it. Because I can't actually leave until I'm unaggressive. I can't walk left and right unless I attack something else.
Can
you
to go off the message?
In your location. Huh?
Yeah, ask Buwak to drop me off. Never mind. I got another project I need to work on.
Joe Monkey's uncle.
Yeah, I gotta see if I can how far I can get Aurora before the world ends. And it's mostly a political thing.
Political?
Yeah, I gotta convince somebody to let me through.
Oh. Combat out of range. Okay, I can't jump anywhere else. I'm going to have to walk my dog.
Plant a flag everywhere you walk. The more flags you plant, the more likely I'll be forced to go one way or the other when I do the same.
Do what thing?
When I go down to walk my dog.
Gotcha.
Because if it pushes me in one direction or another, that's actually pretty quick travel, depending on how far south you are. Check your compass and see where you're at. It'll place you on that south line, but see how far you moved east or west from time to time.
Oh, from my rock shrine.
From your rock shrine. And I bet you'll move a long ways because Google recognizes that distance as not being very much.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But the game will see it as being a huge move.
Right.
And that might be the reason why it's difficult. Did you move far east and west?
I went an adequate amount of distance east. No, west.
So you went towards South America. Yeah, I was working my way toward that bay. I actually want to get over to that bay over there and see what it looks like. The only problem is, how do you get yourself, it looks like when you walk your dog, you end up on that same line over and over again. How do you get off that line?
Because once you get underneath the place, how do you get back north?
Don't know.
Maybe if we form a line all the way along, they'll eventually force us off of it. Anyway, I heard if you're using an iPad or an iPhone, you can go further south.
Yeah, and I don't have either one.
Kitty, kitty. Yeah, Smoke's my lover.
Smoke is your what?
She's my lover. She's all over me. She's in my face. And I keep throwing her out the window. Okay, so this podcast started when?
Oh, yeah, we're at 10 o'clock. We started at 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. We're pushing 4 hours.
Okay. So, folks,
we're at two now.
It's been very enjoyable, but we need to go.
We do. I need to go to bed soon.
Yeah, that too. I need to help people and such.
Yeah, I got my second interview for my potential future job tomorrow. Hopefully.
Yes, and I hope you get it. I hope you get it.
Yeah, me too. I hope I get it, and I hope it works out.
Yeah.
You know, because I get it doesn't mean I should have it or that I really want it. I think I want it.
Or that they should have you.
Right, because I'm an asshole. Yo.
Well, no, I mean, you know, they might not deserve you. You might be too good for them.
Probably. That's usually.
But that's sad. One of my favorite modern day wise men said, "You should never work at a place for more than 3 years. You should learn everything you can about the business and either get out of it or run your own business of that nature."
Right. I'm definitely, well, you and I both are definitely jack of many trades.
There you go.
So if there is a collapse, we will, you know, we'll be one of the ones that will be survivable because we have, you know, we can wear many hats. We're not stuck in one field that may or may not be worthless. Like a government job.
Now, if you've had one government job, you can have another, and another, and another, and another. You know, as in the post office, you'd be surprised at how many times people have been fired from the post office. And then they took them right back in.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, you're saying government jobs are useless.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. At the collapse, if we have a collapse, you know, we're not going to have time or use. Well, we don't really have a use for them now, but we won't have the patience to, you know, we won't have a job for them. Be like, hey, I'm sorry, there's no position available for stealing from other people. Actually, there is, because there'll be people looting and plundering and pillaging.
Well,
but other than that,
sadly, most of the people will form their own mini little government, just like the government they already have.
Yeah.
But it'll be some guy with a gun, or a group of guys with a gun, going out and stealing from other people so his little group can survive.
Yeah. Well, I just planted another flag.
Okay, why am I in blackout mode? There we go. I'm in Aurora. Okay.
Can't attack anything else. I'm going to have to walk my dog. All right, we're going on 3 hours now, so talk to you later.
Yep, talk to you later.
Until next time, Sunday, 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m. until whenever. You can find all the instructions at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yay!
Where we talk about everything, including Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, the phone number.
Well, now
and
especially
the...
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Sadly.
All right. That's all, folks.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Party on.